Well, a good morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. So, last week in the Hebrew calendar was the Feast of Rosh Hashanah, or the Feast of Trumpets. And it, that day is the beginning of the civil new year for the Jewish people. So I'm going to take advantage of that calendar to start a new year. Not that we need any new truths, but we need to be reminded. We need to remember the old truths. So I'd ask you today to open your Bibles to the 18th chapter of the book of Jeremiah. And it reads this way. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my word." And today I'm speaking to people to whom God has given ears to hear. Third verse says, "Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold," King James says, "he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it." So, always mindful of the potential to correct the King James in its translation, that third verse should read properly. So I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought his work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again, very important word, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "O house of Israel, can I not do with you as the potter? Saith the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O Israel." Now, certainly this is an Old Testament passage. We can bring it into terms of the New Testament, for the Old Testament is concealed and the New Testament revealed. We're talking today about basic Christianity. Now, as we mark a new year on the Jewish calendar, and this journey of faith continues, God has supplied through his word, in his word, a compass. And a compass gives direction. And being men and women that we are, born out of relationship with God in heaven, we need this he made it again another vessel. We need this work of God again. It is what I believe we could call the born again experience. And we need to take a look at certain things that can be understood from these six verses in the beginning of the 18th chapter of Jeremiah. If you have not already, because we make an attempt every year to bring this old truth to light, that we might remember, that we might be encouraged by God's word, that we might have a clearer understanding of this relationship that we are having with God. And in the New Testament, we could say this relationship that we are having with God, our Father. You need to write down in your Bibles, and you know, you're not destroying the Word of God by writing in your Bibles, but if you're so disposed, write down five words. The word principle, the word purpose, the word process, the word person, and the word prize. Now, what do we learn from this lesson on the Potter's House about principle? Here's the principle, and this is the principle from cover to cover of Scripture. God's the boss. He doesn't change, thank God. And being God, He has the power to do whatever pleases Him. Or, in the words of this third verse, whatever seems to be good to God. It says, He made the pot over again. This is what Christianity is. Christ is the model, but it is God that does the work. What's the purpose? The purpose is that only God would overcome the wall that separated us from our God. What did God say in the beginning about man, about Adam? Is the Hebrew translation. Let us make Adam in our image. And I assure you, folks, from the time Adam and Eve, who had been removed from the presence of God, began to conceive and bear children, all their descendants are not, because of their lack of trust of God, are not in the image. We are vessels marred, by sin. And if you don't know you're a sinner, you cannot be a Christian. But God is making again another vessel that seems good to him. What's the process? The process is the wheel. Excuse me, it's circumstances. It's where God wants you to be, and life brings circumstances that seem to be or absolutely contradict the promises of God, which offers this made again vessel the opportunity to grab hold of God's word, grab hold of his promises, which is called faith, acting on the promises of God. And to those who, by his grace and through his gift of faith, God is making again a vessel that seems good to him. Now, look, this wheel of life, like the clay on the potter's wheel, it's not always a pleasant trip. Number one, that old wheel is spinning around. It could make us dizzy. Number two, you know, right when we think, oh, we're really taking shape, all of a sudden God points his finger in that part of the vessel that he is making over that seems good to him. And it doesn't seem very good to the clay. And 73 years tells me some circumstances doesn't feel very good to this crock of clay or to this child of God. And I have every confidence that any Christian can relate to what's being said about the experience on this wheel of life. You know, what happens in this experience? The potter's hands, and it says, and the vessel was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel. That means his hand was on the next vessel. And we are in spite of what we might see or feel or experience, we are in the hand of God. Don't let circumstance define your relationship with God. Let God's word define the relationship in spite of the circumstance, and keep grabbing hold of God, our Father, and His good word for those vessels that He is making over again, which seemed good to the potter, which God is taking good pleasure in His work. What God is doing on this wheel of life is making feathers of us. Glory, glory to God our Father. He is making feathers of us. Why feathers? Because throughout this book, the message is God wants those who trust Him. He has called us into eternal life. And do you think for 1 minute that God wants those who won't trust Him? You know, think about it. Think about your life experiences. Think about what you want from, as a parent, what you want from your children. As a friend, what you want from your friends. I certainly hope it is not perfection. And hope, like God hopes that we will grab hold of His word and lean on it and run as to a refuge to it. This is the purpose of this wheel of life that we can get from this picture of the clay on the potter's wheel. God says it. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand. Oh, I have hope that this message today will reach to the ones who are on this faith journey, that their faith might be encouraged, that their faith might become a little more complete. Are you listening to a perfect faither? No, you're not. But I have to tell you, having been in this way for decades now, these circumstances, I believe, brought on by being a Christian, whom the God of this world hates and will do anything to separate us from that trusting relationship, from not using that gift of faith that God has given to His chosen people. And trust me, folks, it's God that does the choosing. Jesus said it, "You didn't choose me, I chose you." And I want you to be encouraged that you are in good hands. You are in God's hands. And He is going to make it come to pass, that which He first said regarding Adam when He said, "Let us make man in our image." So now we come to the purpose. Who's the person? It is Jesus Christ, the perfect Son of God. If we go to the book of Romans and look at that 8th chapter, probably one of the more quoted, or should I say misquoted, verses of Scripture. Why do you say misquoted? Well, let's read it. Romans 8:28. It says, King James translation, "We know that all things work together for good to those that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." What's God's purpose? To make man. Let us make man in our image. The proper translation from the Greek says, "And we know that God enters in to all things to work for, to work His good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose, for whom He did foreknow, He did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He, that is Jesus Christ, might be the firstborn among many brethren." I wasn't going to go here, but let me go on in Romans 31st verse. Well, let's just go on. Firstborn among many brethren, moreover, whom He did predestinate, Ephesians 1:4 says, according as He has chosen us for Himself, is the extended understanding of that verse, for Himself in Christ, in Him, before the foundations of the world. God's the boss, and He is going to make it come out the way that He has spoken it. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and to whom He called, them He also righteousified, and whom He righteousified, them He also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God before us, who can be against us? I don't care what the circumstance is. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with Jesus also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that righteousifies. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Christ, and we in Christ. Christ is there. As our mediator, God, looking at Christ, does keep his constant concern for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Listen, we're talking wheel here, folks. Tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written, for thy sake, we all are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, Paul says, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. You notice what's missing here? It doesn't say anything, things that are past, because it's a new day, every day, day by day. We are the inward man, the new creation in Christ, that vessel that God is making over again that seems good to him. The past doesn't matter. Today, if you hear his voice, the Hebrews letter tells us, harden not your heart. Nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, what's the prize? What's the prize? Go to 1 Peter, 1st chapter, 1st verse. It says, blessed. The word in the Greek is eulogia. It's a name of God, the good-speaking God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again. Unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance uncorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. We're in good hands, folks. Keep holding on to God's unchanging hands. And that's the God School for today.